on. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Hey!
Well, hello, America, and beyond the fruited plain. Welcome home to the Wendy Bell radio program. As always, a delight to begin another busy broadcasting week of excellence for you, with you, as we endeavor every single day to do one simple thing, and that is to tell you the truth. Now, granted, it's our truth, but it's fact-based, it's fact-checked, and we provide the sources for you so you can do the same thing. Now, when was the last time CNN, NBC, any of these hacks did that for you? They don't. And that's why people are finding this program. We are delighted you have Wendy Bell Radio Network app, Wendy Bell Radio podcast. 2.5 million people have already downloaded our podcast onto their phones. Join our army and welcome home. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Hey, I hope all you moms out there, I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. Had a great Mother's Day. One of the best I've had. And it wasn't because I got to go to see the Pittsburgh Pirates in perhaps the most beautiful ballpark in America. It wasn't that it was a pretty great game. It wasn't that the weather was lovely. It was that my phone rang just before I walked into the game. And it was my son, Jack, from California calling. And I answered and I said, "Hey, Jacko, how are you?" And he said, "Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I just wanted to say I love you. It's all. It's all I need. That's it. Easy. Cheap. Cheap." It was a great day. It's amazing how little things go so far, right? It's not rocket science. It's interesting when our kids figure it out. And they grow up. They start becoming men and women. Because it's not an age thing. It's a knowledge thing. It's a maturity thing. It's an appreciation thing, a pitching in thing. It's an everything thing. And I think one of the basic building blocks of the relationship that you have with your family has to be trust. It has to be telling the truth, even when it's tough. You know, the whole theme of today's program is going to be people, institutions, agencies, organizations that we just can't trust anymore. And it makes me angry. Because we didn't fudge our side of the agreement. They've just gotten more audacious, less worried about getting found out. And so they lie with abandon about stupid crap. If you have a media apparatus and you have a presidential administration and you have a uniparty swamp whose number one job is to lie to you, you don't live in freedom. You don't have that we think we have. You don't. What you have is manipulation. What you have is deceit. And it reared its head yesterday as these headlines came out about Donald Trump in, where was he, Wildwood, New Jersey? Is that where he was? New Jersey, blue state. Place he was, red, right? I don't care how red it is. As Joe Biden, Marine One, helicoptered back to his beach home, where he has spent 40% of his presidency on vacation, and one could argue the number is much higher because when he's even around, he's on vacation. Donald Trump flew into one of the many venues, open area, airport, tarmac, hangars, stands, flags, sunshine, patriotism, family, faith, freedom. And the number of people who showed up is staggering, staggering. Now, we've got video of it for you. And if you're just listening on the radio, I'm going to describe it for you because it's total madness. It is a slow pan right across the crowd. And it's not even the whole crowd. It's like a small slice of the crowd just going across. It's got to be 100 deep and all the way across to the stage where Donald Trump is. And they're saying what? 80,000 people, perhaps? Look, I was at one that had 50,000 here in Pennsylvania. It was remarkable. This blows it out of the water. Do not tell me that New Jersey and New York are not in play. Do not tell me that Connecticut, right? That Connecticut's not in play. Don't tell me that Michigan and Wisconsin and Nevada and South Carolina and all of these states, blue and red, we are poised to be watching what may well be the greatest landslide victory in presidential history. That sounds pretty bold. It's not. I want to read to you, though, how this was described, how Donald Trump's visit to New Jersey, his rally there on Saturday night, 5 o'clock. I'm sure it was hours and hours long. Nobody looks at their watch. They're not like, dang, I got to get home and get dinner on the table. They show up before dawn to get in line for a 5 p.m. Donald Trump visit. This is the headline from Business Insider. This is what you're up against. And this is why I say, if you can't tell the truth about a crowd, if you can't tell the truth about the popularity of a man who was resonating with people from all walks of life, and you cannot pigeonhole any of these people because they're all thinking the same thing. We want America back. We want America back. It's not complicated. Trump leads his supporters in vulgar chants at Jersey Shore rally. Now, this is interesting. This is what Business Insider, and I could go to any of the various headlines about this, because it's all garbage. All of the major media are making, they're going nutty that Joe Biden couldn't fill a broom closet with supporters. And Donald Trump, like that, you know, with a little bit of time off from his trials, can get 80 to 100,000 people to stop whatever they're doing on a May afternoon and spend all friggin' day standing in line waiting for his plane to touch down? This is your story. Donald Trump launched a slew of vulgar jabs at his legal and political opponents and encouraged crude chants at a rally Saturday evening in Wildwood, New Jersey. I'm thinking to myself, wow, this sounds like it got a little spicy. Let's read. Thousands of MAGA supporters listened as Trump referred to the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg as Fat Alvin, calling him radical and a corrupt guy. Is that vulgar? Is that crude? Or is it correct? Sorry, don't let our facts get in the way of your feelings, leftists. The presumptive Republican nominee for the 2024 elections has turned his attention to the judge presiding over his hush money trial. You know what? That's not the story. That wasn't the story. You are trying so hard, Business Insider. You're trying so hard, ABC News, and the USA Today, and all of these publications to find some ancillary storyline to take a headline and make it sound as though something is going on that's not, when you're obviously avoiding the idea that 80,000 to 100,000 people showed up to hear the guy that we are told lost to an old, plagiarizing, made up human being in Joe Biden, and that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, and you're supposed to believe that. We could go on and on. I guess the crowd started chanting BS, but obviously said the word. They think of that as crude and vulgar. You know what? We don't care. America doesn't care. Independents don't care. Common sense Democrats don't care. Young people don't care. Suburban women don't care. Black voters don't care. Hispanics don't care either. You know what they care about? They care about safety and they care about having money. Boom. That's it. Are there other nuanced things? Absolutely. These people cannot stand that Donald Trump is winning, and he wins every single day in the court of public opinion, no matter what they throw at him. In those four cases, he comes out bigger and bolder and grabs bigger crowds, and they can't stand it. And on the flip side of this, their lies are all unraveling. We're going to open the door to that. Moments away. Don't miss a second of today's show. It continues right after this on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. So the left is just absolutely aghast. They're just speechless over people in the crowd at Trump's rally in New Jersey on Saturday night saying BS. So he would say something and the crowd would go, BS, 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 right? Okay. They're offended by that. They're not offended by Hamas. They're not offended by college students protesting on behalf of terrorists. They're not offended by the fentanyl that's coming across our border and killing a record number of people. They're not at all offended about the child trafficking, the human trafficking, which is now the number one business in the United States. It's not the drug trade. They're not at all offended by that. They're not offended that up to 10 million people by the time Joe Biden finally walks away will have entered this country illegally, and that you and I, though they've lied to us the whole time, will be paying for that. They're not offended by any of these ideas of full-term abortion. They're not offended by any of it, but they're offended by Trump people going, bull crap. Really? It's fascinating, isn't it? So fascinating. I want to go to this. So the theme today, you're going to find this out, things that we can't trust. All we want is the truth. You just want somebody to tell you the truth, right? Don't string me along. If you're in a relationship with somebody, don't lie to me. Just tell me you're not interested. Move along. Let me be. I'll be grateful and so will you. Don't string it along. Tell the truth. Well, we have a real problem with that, particularly when it comes to Washington, D.C. Did you guys see this headline, Breitbart? DOJ is looking for 40 years for that goofball with the hammer attack on Paul Pelosi. 40 years. They didn't want to name Lake and Riley's killer's name. They didn't even want to say her name. And they want this goofball who broke in, clearly had some knowledge of Paul Pelosi. Can we connect the dots? Why ever would Paul Pelosi have some strange man break into his house? Come on. They want 40 years. This is justice? I have no faith in justice. I have no faith in science. I have no faith in education. I have no faith in data at all. I certainly have no faith in the FBI. I have no faith in any of these clowns. As they go after people to create smoke screens, to create enough sidebar distraction for you and for me. So we take our eye off the ball, which is them sucking predictably, sucking at everything they do. Think about it. Tell me one thing that has happened in this country since Donald Trump left office that has been beneficial for anybody except migrants, right? Except for the illegals, except for the criminals, except for all of the people who are corrupt and in politics, except for all the people who helped rig an election, except all of the people who pushed a vaccine on people that they knew was poison. I'm not dancing around anymore. It's freaking poison. And you want 40 years for a guy for bonking Paul Pelosi? I don't even believe that he was hit. I do, but I don't. Why would you? They lie about everything. How can a migrant, how can anybody assault somebody on a road, on a street, on a sidewalk, put a belt over their head, around their neck, drag them to the ground, and pull them along the sidewalk where they are then rendered unconscious, no air, and then drag their body in between two parked cars and rape them and get less time, if ever convicted, because I have no confidence in that, than a guy who lives in like a VW bus who apparently broke into Paul Pelosi's house with a hammer. How do you get it back? How do you put the genie in the bottle? How do you undo so much damage? How do you remove so much danger? How do you clean up streets filled with litter and syringes and junkies and people in that frozen statue state? All whacked out on drugs. How do you do that? How do you get back your elections so that people have faith in the process and in the results? How do you get it back? How do you get back your faith in science when people have molested it and lied about it and manipulated it and made you sick? How do you get it back? It starts with calling out ridiculous stories like this. The Department of Justice is seeking a 40-year prison sentence for David DePape, the man convicted of attacking now former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in October of 2022. 40 years? Are you guys even surprised? Because we've got people who've been in prison since 2020 freaking one who are still awaiting trial for their alleged insurrectionist role on January 6th. But they want you to remain calm. All is well. Don't you worry about it. We're in charge. Just listen to what we say. Don't pay attention to what we do. Just believe us when we tell you we care. No, there's a reason. They're freaking out. They're freaking out and they should be freaking out. Because if it's not COVID, if it's not an election, if it's not January 6th, if it's not the economy, if it's not drugs, if it's not illegal immigration, there is something for every single person out there to tap out on. And tap out they have. 80 to 100,000 of them in Wildwood, New Jersey alone. When we come back, I want you guys to hear a legal analyst from MSNBC talk about the need to remove Judge Aileen Cannon, and he tries to coach his followers on helping to make it happen. It's sick, and it's next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio program, my friends. You know, it is true. It is a true statement for me to tell you I have an inherent aversion to liars, because I was one. I was a bad one. I was a terrible liar. I just stopped doing it because I'm so bad at it. I always got caught. I don't know if I'm not smart enough to be a good liar, if I'm not cunning, or if it just is conflicting inside of me and I really just know I shouldn't. But I always got caught. We need a lot of people in this country to get caught for the lies that they've shared. And this whole idea of justice, it is so tenuous. It is so fragile. It is so important that we believe that there is a system that works appropriately to punish offenders and to protect those of us from people who suck. I mean, face value, right? And these legal cases against Donald Trump, I think, have opened up so many eyes. In fact, coming up in the show, you're going to hear from CNN as they basically all out just ditch Joe Biden. They finally are like, guy ain't going to win. He's not going to do it. And he probably shouldn't. Well, of course he shouldn't. But there's an MSNBC legal analyst. His name is Glenn Kirshner. And I noticed him as he was chirping about some of these developments coming out over the weekend that Julie Kelly, the investigative reporter that we've had on this program, has busted open regarding these classified documents cases against Donald Trump. And this guy who's not been in the courtroom is very ticked off at Judge Aileen Cannon, who has ruled that she needs time to hear various motions from both sides, the prosecution and Trump's legal team, before she can go forward with a trial date. When is this actually going to begin? When are we going to actually do this? And it's really basically made the entire case blow up. And so this Kirshner guy, who is himself a 30-year prosecutor, he's a lawyer, he knows, decides to make a video encouraging people, like in his auspices, I should imagine, to get on some kind of a letter-writing campaign to demand the removal of Judge Cannon from the case, alleging that because Trump appointed her, it is a lifetime appointment to the federal bench. Because of that, she should recuse herself. But you know, of course, in the big picture, all of the freaky judges hearing all the other cases, who are Biden donors, whose family work for the attorney general, or who have gotten money from the DNC, millions of dollars worth, they're okay. But this Judge Aileen Cannon, who's tapped the brakes on this case, saying, wait a minute. There's a lot of stuff here. Don't try to do the, you'll have to pass it to see what's in it bullcrap, and wheel out evidence in the 11th hour and think that we're not going to go over it. That's not how this process works. Thank you. So this guy, because it's not working in their favor, all these cases are blowing up, he decides to make a video. I guess he's got something called his own program called Justice Matters. What a blowhard, okay? And I want you to hear the voice of Blowhardia, because it's him. This is what the Democrats do. If you don't get your way in court because you haven't bribed the judge, she's not in on the blackmail scheme that is the lifeblood, the central nervous system of all things swamp. You just bitch about her, complain about her, demand that she be removed, go after her, try to find dirt on her, because she's not doing what you want. This is pathological. It is part of the derangement. It's part of the lunacy of the left. And you need to hear it, because these people are chirping on MSNBC and NBC as legal analysts, experts who are corrupt as balls. I got a series of audio sound bites that I think you will understand, and you will say, she's right. We can't trust anybody. In this first one, he says, you know what? He says just the quiet part out loud. Have you ever wondered how to remove somebody you don't like, who's not doing what you want them to do, who's actually following the law and remembering what it's like after taking the bar exam and becoming a judge as well? Well, we're going to help you walk through that, because we want our way. Wah. And she's not our way. Listen, audio soundbite one. This is Glenn Kirshner, MSNBC legal analyst.
Have you ever asked yourself what can be done about Judge Aileen Cannon's pro-Trump bias?
No.
Well, you can file a judicial misconduct complaint form. How? Let's talk about that. Because justice matters.
Ew! Justice matters. Well, see, justice isn't about just your side, you hack. What a frightening, dangerous hack this guy is. This is what the left does, though. We don't like what's going on, so we're going to go, we're going to call Crowds on Demand, right? We're going to order up a letter-writing campaign, and we're going to flood somebody's office, right? Demanding. We demand! This is where the children protesting at Columbia and Harvard and NYU and all these places, this is who they grow up to become. Triggered activist schmucks like this guy, Glenn Kirshner. He goes on to lay out these allegations against Donald Trump and convicts him. This guy was a prosecutor for 30 years. Don't you think about facts, sir? Don't you think about innocent until proven guilty, sir? Of course not. Go.
So friends, Donald Trump compromised our national security by stealing classified documents, illegally retaining them.
What?
Obstructing justice by refusing to return them, by defying a grand jury subpoena required their return, and by violating our nation's espionage laws. He hid those documents in ballrooms and bathrooms in his Florida club, Mar-a-Lago. He compromised our national security, and now he wants the chance to do it all over again. By retaking the reins of governmental power.
Scared to death.
And there's one person in particular who is giving him an assist in that regard. Judge Aileen Cannon is single-handedly depriving the American people of our right to a fair and timely trial of Donald Trump on those most dangerous criminal offenses he committed.
Oh.
And friends, I have to tell you, that represents a special kind of governmental insanity.
Oh my gosh. Hey, pot, kettle, black. Jake Lang has been in prison for 4 birthdays. He hasn't been on trial yet. Glenn, does that make sense to you, sir? You've convicted a man before he's even had evidence presented on his side. Can you imagine how this fellow prosecuted cases? Ew! And he goes on. Let's get to work. And let's file some paperwork, shall we? Let's ruin Judge Aileen Cannon's life. Because that's all we know how to do. We don't have facts. We don't have proof. We have a setup wrapped up in a cover-up. Go.
What can we do about it? Well, we can roll up our sleeves and we can fill out and submit a judicial misconduct complaint form. And in a few minutes, I'm going to talk you through exactly how you can do that.
Wow. I can't wait. You guys ready? We're going to roll up our sleeves and figure out how we're going to do that? Well, he's not done yet. He's trying to allege that Aileen Cannon, because she's operating as a responsible jurist, she's got to be eliminated. And why? Because Trump appointed her to the bench. And therein is a conflict of interest. Now this is rich. Here we go.
But first, let's go back to some of the basics and figure out how in the world did we get here? Trump appointed Judge Aileen Cannon. Judge Cannon is presiding over a case involving a defendant who gave her her job, her lifetime appointment to the federal bench. That right there is an appearance problem. There's an appearance of conflict. There's the potential for a pro-defendant bias, a pro-Trump bias, a bias in favor of the very person who gave her this remarkable lifetime job, an appointment to the federal bench. For openers, that creates an issue regarding the legitimacy of these proceedings. But of course, there's so much more.
You know what he needed? He needed to be spanked. He needs to be slapped. How dare you? How dare you? You dirty, dirty man. All of this while your warfare and lawfare against Donald Trump in 4 different courtrooms marches on and makes him a martyr, and you can't freaking handle it. And he continues, I can't believe Judge Aileen Cannon. She's hit the brakes on this case. She's canceled all sorts of stuff. Why? Because she's lazy. Wait, what? Listen.
When she canceled the May 20th trial date, she said, and I will be setting no trial date. Why? Well, in part, it's because she failed to timely litigate and resolve some of the pretrial motions that have been sitting there for months. And now, due to her own sloth at best, her inexcusable neglect, she needs to cancel the May 20th trial date and set no trial date at all because, you know, just need more time to litigate these motions that I have let sit.
Oh, my Lord. He wants the gas pedal pushed to the floor so they can convict Trump and do something, throw him in jail, render him unrunnable, unelectable. Is that the most filthy thing you've heard in the last 5 minutes? And he's not done. I want you to hear this final thing. So let's hunker down, friends, and let's get rid of this woman together. That is how justice works on the left.
So, friends, let's start with what the federal law says, what the standard is regarding when a judge must remove herself from a case, when a federal judge must recuse.
Yeah, I'm interested in that, Glenn. Is that kind of like when that judge has donated money to Act Blue or to Joe Biden? Is it sort of like when that judge perhaps has a daughter who works for a company that works for the DNC, Adam Schiff, Kamala Harris, and others, and has made millions of dollars off of the very litigation that he is presiding over? Is that possible? Is that what you're talking about, Glenn? I just want to make sure I'm right. I wanted you to hear that. We're not going to spend more time on it than that. This is what they do. If you cannot win in court or in the court of public opinion, you got to go after the offenders who tell the truth. Ooh. When we come back, my friends, did you guys see what happened to the Swiss Army knife? What? How is it possible that it's gone woke? Oh my, time to Bud Light it. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. BizPack Review, one of my favorite sites, bizpackreview.com, with this golden gem today to get you started. New woke Swiss Army knife. Now, what would you do to the Swiss Army knife to make it woke? What would that be? What does it have? It's got a nail file. Some of them have scissors. There's the corkscrew, yeah. Right? There's the knife. What else? What else
Did
is on there?
Did you say scissors?
Yeah. Is there, there's part of it that's a toothpick, isn't there? At the very end,
is.
You pull that out, a little toothpick.
There's like two sizes of blades, too.
Yeah, some of them are, and some of these Swiss Army knives are really impressive, right? Well, in order for your Swiss Army knife to be woke, you'd have to get rid of what? The knife! Swiss Army knife! It's not a knife anymore, ladies and gentlemen. This is true. Of course, first it was the Boy Scouts of America. Now, modern woke culture has come for one of the most valuable pocket tools ever made. The Swiss Army knife is receiving a reboot for the twisted times that will no longer make it an actual knife. With the blade being removed from the multifaceted instrument in an apparent effort to deter violent crime, and adjust the product to be marketed in countries with laws that restrict the carrying of knives, where you know what ends up happening? A hell of a lot of people get stabbed. You really think that taking a little knife that's less than 3 inches off of the Swiss Army knife is going to make it better for people? Is that the dumbest thing? It's like taking away ammunition from guns or having lighters with no fluid. There ain't a Swiss Army knife without the knife. You morons. But these are strange times. Apparently, in some areas of Europe, particularly jolly old England, there's been an explosion in the type of stabbings that are consistent with the massive influx of immigrants from Muslim areas. I'm sure we've heard lots of headlines about that. Oh, no, you haven't. Let's punish the people who normally have Swiss Army knives, right? We'll just bring in all these migrants. We're going to have all sorts of crime, rape, all sorts of stuff. And we're going to eliminate the ability of some people to actually have a handy tool on them. Don't do that. The new Swiss Army knife will be missing the knife. Let that sink in for a minute. Some of the responses to this. Who's going to buy a knife, a survival knife, without a knife? It'd be like having a flashlight that didn't illuminate. You know, we took out the light bulb in there. We're like, look, I mean, it's still a great paperweight. You could still conk somebody over the head with it, especially those mag lights. But it was the brightness. It could damage somebody's retina. So, we just took out the light portion of it. Dumbest thing you've ever heard in these 5 minutes. So it's just a tool pretending to be a knife. Sounds like a woke knife to me. It identifies as a knife.
It's now a tranny knife.
It's now a tranny knife. In an interview with the Swiss media outlet Blick, apparently the CEO of the company that makes the Swiss Army knife says, well, you know, we're concerned about the increasing regulation of knives due to the violence in the world. It makes no sense. Do you really think that migrants are using Swiss Army knives to kill people? Because I doubt that that's what they're doing. But we don't want you guys to be able to have something that might help you defend yourselves. It makes no sense. But of course it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. In the UK, where London is a city plagued by knife attacks, knives are only permitted to be carried in the folding blade if it is shorter than 3 inches in length. And everybody is talking about this is the dumbest crap ever. Stop fiddling with us. Stop telling us what we can carry. Stop telling us what we can drink. Stop telling us where we can live. Now, apparently, cooking your food, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear this? Cooking your food is contributing to global warming. And the Pope is super pissed about it. He's like, oh my gosh. Did you see him? Talking about how America is at fault because we're not heeding the climate disaster more seriously. So you've got a woke army knife. You've got a woke Pope. You have woke media, woke companies, woke suck everywhere. It's just the dumbest thing. This is what the last 3 years have given us. Infighting about stupid stuff that really doesn't move the needle, while each of us is in more danger every day. And it's purposeful and planned. And this is what they want. It's an interesting philosophy, a concept, the cover-up wrapped in a setup. Think about that. When you do something that is wrong and you want to obfuscate your role in it, you got to work to kind of cover it up, right? If you want to do something that you ought not do, there is a setup and then you need to cover it up. And that's exactly what's coming up in Jack Smith's classified documents case. Major developments over the weekend and a really smart and sharp assessment of what's going on in this case. No wonder they're so scared. No wonder they wouldn't give Trump 80 to 100,000 because they're losing. We got it next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.